From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Registered voters oppose the Trump administration's exemption for oil refineries from renewable fuel blending obligations by a margin of nearly 2-1. According to a poll by the Renewable Fuels Association, the nationwide survey also found strong support for ethanol and the renewable fuel standard, reaching its highest level since polling began in 2016. The survey found 55% oppose refinery waivers, 29% support them, and 17% have no opinion. Nearly 400 cattlemen opposed to low cattle prices and excessive profits by beef packers rallied last week in Omaha, where the biggest cheers came at the suggestion President Trump fire Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. At Wednesday's rally to stop the stealing, speakers called on the federal government to break up the big four packers, but Organization for Competitive Markets board member Fred Stokes tells AgWeb.com that would be difficult, since one of the first things Perdue did when reorganizing the USDA was to abolish the agency that administers the Packers and Stockyards Act. U.S. Meat Export Federation's Travis Arp is just back from a meeting in Vietnam and the Philippines, where they're dealing with African swine fever and meat processors looking to secure more imported pork. Vietnam's ASF-related hog losses are estimated at 4.7 million head, and its hog inventory is down 19% this year. The Philippines, which is already a large pork importer, is just beginning to feel the impact of ASF. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.